Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It's good to have you here today as we embark on the weekend. This will be our final broadcast and podcast in Genesis 3 and verse 19. We continue on to verse 20 after this, coming down to the last five verses of this significant chapter in God's Word. Let me read Genesis 3, verse 19 as we begin. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread, till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. This is the final and important part of God's judgment for Adam, because Adam has sinned. He has done evil in the sight of God by eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God said, "Do not eat," but Adam did eat. Our focus these last few days has been on three insights. First, we identified and discussed three key words. Second, we spoke of death as punishment for sin, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And today I want to share with you a third insight that I spoke about just at the end of our time yesterday. The third thing I want to do is to show you how we uncover hope from what is an otherwise hopeless state of man. Things are not looking good for Adam. In the command God gave not to eat of the tree, the Lord promised that surely the man and the woman would die if they did eat of it. And now in our verse, the death sentence is in place. But if we step back from the text to get some perspective, and especially as we consider this verse in the context of all of Scripture, we see hope. I agree with author and theologian H.C. Leupold when he says that what Adam hears from God is, quote, not plain penalty, but corrective penalty, unquote. Not plain penalty, but corrective penalty. What the Lord is doing is to make Adam's life so miserable by penalty that God draws back Adam to himself. Or I can say it this way, Adam will find in the penalty such hopelessness that Adam will turn to God as his only hope. The penalty drives repentance in Adam's heart. If Adam will have any hope of a pardon from death, Adam will need God to provide it. Therefore, Adam will pursue God, his Savior, his Redeemer, and his friend. In Genesis 3:19, God is making the man dependent again on him, which is the way that it always was. You may remember that we have had hope emerging from hopelessness before, a few verses ago, when God punished Eve. In Genesis 3, verse 16, God said to Eve, "In pain you will bring forth children." That promised pain is the penalty for her sin. And yet, because Eve did have children, in due course of time, one of her offspring will be Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the hope of the world. In the Gospels, we read of Mary giving birth to Jesus. She had pain, but look what the pain produced: Christ. Out of the penalty ultimately comes the Son of God. And Christ is the one who pays the penalty of his people's sins. And then in verse 19, the promised death is the penalty for sin. And yet, by returning to God and begging his pardon, man has hope. God will forgive him his sin. In his outstanding book on Genesis, Dr. Henry Morris draws out this hope by introducing us, or reminding us, of what Christ has done for us in response to what Adam experienced here at his punishment. Henry Morris is better known as the engineer and scientist than a theologian, but because he believed the Bible is God's infallible and inerrant word, he took the Bible literally. And in his work, The Scripture of Which I Will Now Borrow, he is very biblical indeed. If you do not have a copy of The Genesis Record, a scientific and devotional commentary on the book of Beginnings, Well, get a copy today. I highly recommend The Genesis Record by Henry M. Morris. He is now with the Lord. Be prepared. I'm going to share several verses of Scripture. If you have a pen or the Notes app on your phone open, it will be helpful if you jot these down and read them this weekend. The first of these is one I have already mentioned, but let me remind you of it. In Genesis 3, verse 17, God curses the ground because of Adam's sin. Well, in Galatians 3, verse 13, we read this: Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Galatians 3:13. The curse makes for hopelessness, but Christ becoming a curse for us, that makes for much hope. Second, God's punishment on Adam brought the man great sorrow and grief. And listen now to the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 3. This prophetically describes Christ. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. The sinner experiences much sorrow and great grief, and this makes life hopeless. But Jesus is the man of sorrows and the man well acquainted with grief. This gives us, all of us sinners, great hope. Third, this punishment must have crushed Adam's spirit. These are piercing words from God to Adam. The man had to be thinking, how could I have sinned against you, God? Did Adam think back upon and lament the sweet and gentle voice of his master in Genesis 2, the intimacy of the fellowship and the perfection of the garden when he heard God's punishment in this different tone of voice? I think so. Adam must have had such a sense of hopelessness. Death, because of sin, is certain. It is real. And the sin that leads to death was Adam's sin. Ah, but listen to a little further along at Isaiah chapter 53 at verse 5. Isaiah 53:5 describes Jesus this way. He was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Isaiah 53:5. When we trust in Christ as our Savior, we have full, complete, genuine, and eternal hope because He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Imagine how Adam would have felt had he heard these words of Isaiah. Imagine that Adam had the prophet to read at Genesis 3. It would have given him hope amidst his hopelessness. And by the way, remember in Genesis 3:15, we have read, and later in Genesis we will read, how God revealed his redemption in the coming Savior to Adam and Eve, so they would know of this great hope that God alone provides. Fourth, in Genesis 3 and verse 18, we read of and we discussed the thorns that grew as punishment for Adam's sin. Well, remember if you know this or learn it for the first time, what Mark chapter 15 and verse 17 says of the punishment Jesus bore for us. I'm reading Mark's Gospel chapter 15 at verse 17. They dressed Jesus up in purple, and after twisting a crown of thorns, they put it on him. Oh yes, friends. The ground grew thorns for the sinner, but Jesus wore a crown of thorns as the Savior. What resulted from Adam's disobedience was worn in Christ's obedience. Once again, Jesus moves us from a life of hopelessness, wallowing in sin, to a life of hopefulness, rejoicing in our Savior. The ground grew thorns for the sinner, but Jesus wore a crown of thorns as the Savior. And fifth, at the beginning of Genesis 3, verse 19, we read that by the sweat of his face, Adam will eat bread. The sweat is part of the punishment. It is fitting then that our sin-bearer, Jesus, sweat drops of blood. In Luke 22, Jesus is near the time of the crucifixion, and he is at prayer in Gethsemane. Listen to this vivid description of our Lord. I'm reading Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, and verse 44. Luke 22:44 reads, "And by being in agony, Jesus was praying very fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling upon the ground." Are you with me? Are you getting what Christ has done for us in response to what Adam did, which resulted in punishment for sin? I have one more text to draw to your attention briefly, and this is Psalm 22:15. Psalm 22 describes Christ on the cross. We should always read Psalm 22 right alongside the gospel accounts on the death of our Lord. And you remember that here at the end of Genesis 3:19, God says, "To dust you shall return. Adam, you will die for your sin." But listen to Psalm 22:15. "My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws, and you lay me in the dust of death." There it is, the dust of death. Adam was condemned to die and to return to dust, but Christ died and went to the death dust. He was dead and buried so that you and I can have life. Christ has taken away the worst of all that threatened Adam and threatens us, death. Jesus died so we do not have to. Talk about hope. How about that? Hope upon hope. I had more to share with you, but time is gone. I trust you see my third insight. We have uncovered the hope of Christ from what is an otherwise hopeless state of man. Tucked under the details of Genesis 3:17-19 and Adam's punishment for sin is Jesus Christ's redemption for the sinner. Trust in Christ. Rejoice in this. And join us again on Monday for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.